It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. College is an eye-opening experience, and for freshmen coming from majority white communities, it may be their first real exposure to diverse cultures. Illinois State University wants to go one step further. It's considering a plan to require all undergraduates to take a course focused on inclusion, diversity, equity, and access in American society. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Rocio Riedevenera, a faculty member and chair of the committee that proposed the requirement. She says it's not just the university that wants more culturally competent graduates, it's their future employers.
We know that the country is changing, right? The demographic is changing, so we're becoming a more diverse population. And I think for a while, a lot of faculty, staff, and even students that I talk to have been interested in issues of diversity, issues of inclusion and equity, and learning, seeing that more infused in the curriculum. So the idea for this committee actually came from the campus climate survey that was done at this point 2 years ago, I believe. And that task force, actually one of the kind of recommendations that they had was to diversify the curriculum and included having a graduation requirement that focused on U.S. diversity. So we already have EMALI, which is a graduation requirement that requires our students to take a course on kind of a non-Western society. And the idea or impetus behind that is that we are becoming an increasingly global world. We're interconnected, and we want to prepare our students for that, for working with people from various countries. And so we've had that requirement for a while, but I think myself, others, the committee had wondered, why don't we have something? We have diversity here in the United States, right? It's not just outside of our borders. It exists here in the United States. And as our students from all walks of life are going to have career paths that lead them to working with people and collaborating with people from different walks of life, we're doing them a disservice by not preparing them for that.
Let's dig into a few of the key points that you mentioned here. So I guess, first of all, why is this necessary? What are some of the things that you and others on this university committee think that students are maybe not being exposed to or learning right now as it exists before they graduate?
Well, the interesting thing is I think a lot of our students are getting some of that in the curriculum already. But, you know, some of them, depending on their major, depending on how they navigate the gen ed requirements, might be missing these perspectives, right? So they might be taking European history, which, again, could be very diverse, but it might not be. And so we're saying, hey, we want you to take at least one course that's going to look at a perspective different than yours, or maybe that's not kind of the same kind of standard mainstream experience, and get to know, you know, maybe the Latino population, Asian Americans, African American history, music. It could really be coming from different disciplines. And I think that's the great thing about our proposal is that we're not really necessarily adding a class. And I think for most students, it won't be adding a class. It's maybe guiding them to a class that they may not have considered in the past. And really, that's part of the great thing about our proposal is that it's already taking courses that are out there, both in general education and major specifics, and saying, hey, we want you to at least have one of these courses. And the idea is that maybe once they explore some of these topics from these different perspectives, it might encourage them to explore these different populations more. And for students who might identify with some of these minority populations, it might empower them to feel like, hey, I'm important enough to be part of this curriculum. You know, my perspectives, my family's perspectives, my people's perspectives is important enough to be considered valuable and worthy of study. And so I think it serves kind of all of our population, right? Students who might not have had exposure to these histories, these cultural backgrounds, these challenges, these obstacles, these wonderful experiences, but also for students who are coming from these groups to say, hey, this is valuable and worthy of academic study.
So what kinds of courses could ultimately be on this menu of inclusion, diversity, equity, and access in U.S. society? Even in broad strokes, can you give some examples of what these actually might be?
Sure. So we already have a course called U.S. Diversity. It's, you know, a lot of our freshmen take that. That's one. I have taught a course in psychology, some faculty in psychology, called Latino Psychology, right? right? And that's another example. So we're looking at psychological theory and data and research, but focusing on Latino population. For example, Latino adolescents, you know, most of what they're doing in terms of adolescence is going to look similar to what we've seen in adolescent development, which is another course I teach. But there's some things that might be specific to that population, maybe ethnic identity development, right? So that's something that we might explore a little more deeply. You know, what does that look like for a minority youth who's in a, you know, in a majority culture? What's the added experience of not only developing their general identity, but in particular their ethnic identity, for example. Other courses that we might have, history, African-American history, different types of music. I was going to say African music, but that's actually more of a Mali course. But so again, the focus is on diversity within the U.S., acknowledging that the U.S. hasn't always been this monolithic majority culture experience, but that there's always been, you know, Latino voices, African-American voices, gay voices, female voices, and really kind of putting those just side by side with the other experiences as well.
These are not necessarily new courses being created. These already exist. You're just kind of changing the way that students might discover them or be introduced to them.
Yeah, so it's a way of putting them out there a little more in front of students and guiding them towards that and saying, hey, this is important enough that we think this is you should take a course.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Rocio Riva-Denera, director of the Honors Program at Illinois State University and the chair of a committee that has proposed a new diversity course requirement for ISU students. Rocio, what effect do you think this course would have on a student's future, their ability to operate in the world, their ability to interact with others in a future workplace?
I think it really does give them a competitive advantage to say, hey, I've taken maybe not one course, but again, if it leads them to discovering a minor, for example, they might decide, oh, maybe I do want to do a minor in women and gender studies or Latin American and Latino studies or African American studies, that's going to set you apart from somebody who hasn't taken those classes or experiences. And in fact, if I could allude to the honors program a little bit, we just recently added that as one of our skill sets that we are emphasizing with our students. We've added intercultural competence as a skill set. We have six skill sets now that we want our students to get in the honors program. And that's one that also we said, hey, this is important. Students wanted it. If you look at research that looks at what employers are looking for, understanding diversity or intercultural competence, working with people who are different from you, is one of the top 10 skill sets that they're looking for. Those soft skill sets that they're looking for, like critical thinking, creative productivity, thinking outside the box. They also want people who can work, get along with people and collaborate with people from different backgrounds than they are.
ISU has a very high graduation rate relative to peer institutions, but it's not easy for every student to graduate on time. Are there concerns that adding this course requirement is another hurdle that students will have to jump over, or are you kind of accommodating for that?
I think part of what our committee looked at was what are the courses that already exist that would capture that would be tagged with this, it fits the ideas requirement. And we basically saw we already have a lot of those classes. So again, it's more guiding students to that. And for most, probably all students, it will be something that will already count towards their major, count towards a general education requirement. So it won't add really any more coursework for them. It'll be something that they can easily fit into their already fit schedule because it's going to be a class that gets counted in multiple ways, if that makes sense.
The academia has at times faced criticism from conservatives on all sorts of fronts, but the core claim being that college campuses are sort of like a liberal bastion where you've got liberal professors espousing liberal political beliefs to impressionable young people. That's a criticism that this diversity course requirement might face potentially. I guess what's your response to that?
I would say that diversity is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's a human issue. It's, you know, interacting with people, interacting with your neighbors, interacting with your coworkers, interacting with clients, with patients, with your students. I think that's just the future of the United States. It's the past of the United States. It's the history of the United States, but it's also the future as we're becoming, again, a much more diverse demographic, a more diverse population. We can't hide our heads in the sand and pretend that, you know, we're not becoming this, because we are. And so, again, we're giving students a disservice by not preparing them for that. So I would argue it's not a conservative or liberal issue. It's just a human issue. It's just preparing our students for becoming, you know, the future employees of this world.
Yeah. Your committee will seek input from the campus community with some open forums that are coming up this week. Tell me about those and what kind of feedback you're looking for.
Sure. So the Academic Senate and the University Curriculum Committee are sponsoring a couple of forums, Tuesday and Wednesday. So this is April 3rd, April 4th, 3 to 4 p.m. at Stevenson 401. And we invite all of the campus community students, faculty, staff to come in and give us their feedback. We're going to present our learning objectives, a little bit more of the history of how we got here, some sample courses that we think are going to fit that, and really just it's a time to get feedback from the community. So we'll have a little bit of presentation, but we want to hear from the university, from the campus about, you know, is there something we've missed here? You know, what are your thoughts on this proposal?
That's Rocio Rivadeneira, director of the Honors Program at Illinois State University, and the chair of a committee that has proposed a new diversity course requirement for ISU students. I'm Ryan Denham.
The campus community is invited to share their feedback on the proposed diversity class during open forums from 3 to 4 p.m. today and Wednesday in Stevenson Hall, room 401. It's Sound Ideas.